I wanted to create this podcast episode to share my journey in business over 2023. I want to keep it as a point for me to remember, but also to help those of you who feel the fear and the anxiety that it's just not going to work for you, or maybe you're feeling that you're just wasting your time or wasting your money. Or maybe you're feeling like, you know, you just need some extra inspiration and motivation to know that this can work for you as well. I also want to encourage you to press into the Lord God Almighty to help you find that cross section of where your skills, your talents, your gifts intermingle with business and entrepreneurship so that you can fulfill the purpose that God has for you in your life and in your entrepreneurial journey. A few years ago, maybe 2015 or so, I used to think, why can't I just be happy in a job? Why? I mean, I'm totally fine with working. I had a good job. I could be fine, but there's something that kept on since I was probably like 18 or 19, that kept on saying, there's more than this, there's more than this, there's more than just a paycheck every week, there's more for you to do. I just kept feeling like, man, why do I want to go the hard road of entrepreneurship? But I loved it. I loved to create. I loved to, you know, see how much I could grow and how much I could, you know, make and how much I could push. And anyway, the bottom line is God really revealed to me that He made me an entrepreneur at heart, and there was nothing wrong or shameful to want to have an entrepreneurial life, a business, and things like that. So I had to come to terms with that at some point in my career path that I am an entrepreneur, and entrepreneurs are going to do entrepreneurial things. And so if you're around a bunch of people who just don't get entrepreneurship, don't worry about that. And just allow yourself to be who God created you to be. It's really hard to know where to begin to start sharing my journey because we all have like the backstory, right? A little bit of background was that I had quit my job back in 2018 to run ads full time for my clients. I finally found my thing that would like replace my job income. It was client work and it was great at the time. And so 2018, 2019, I'm working, doing all this client work. It was great. But I didn't realize that what I was experiencing was that I was burning out. I wasn't happy. I was stressed all the time. I began to hate my business. And here we go. We're into 2020 now. And all of a sudden COVID hits. My other business with my husband, he is also an entrepreneur. And we had a coffee candle business. And that just took off. And really, because I'm sure, I mean, it was already going, right? We had it for several years up until this point. But when COVID happened, it seemed like everybody was on social media and our ads just went crazy. So many sales came in. And so he was making the candles and I was packaging the candles and shipping them out. And so we got super busy with during like that first initial COVID wave of like March, April, May, June. And so I allowed my Facebook ads business to just kind of coast in the background while I focused on the other business. And so, you know, that was okay. And it gave me a breather. But then at that point also we bought a home. And so we were moving in and all that brings us into 2021. We actually end up selling our house in 2021 and moving from Michigan to Georgia in the fall of 2021. And so there was all that going on. And so I was still at this point, I was coasting in my ads business and I was trying to figure out what was my next move this whole time. I was allowing all these other things to take, you know, the spotlight. But here we go. Now we're going into 2022 and we found a manufacturer for our candle company and a co-packer. And so we handed that off to them and we were able to focus on other things. So I started to like, okay, 2022, we moved, we sold our house, all these things happened. We're in Georgia. Now I can focus on what is it that you want me to do, Lord? I did not know what I wanted to do. So 2022 was kind of like a, you know, experimental year. However, I knew that the money was running low and I knew that I needed to do something or I was going to have to get a job. And that was like pretty scary too, especially being in a brand new place where I only knew my brother and his wife And so 2022, I was really starting to search and lean in and just figure out, you know, I actually spent a lot of money that I didn't really have on programs that didn't do anything for me in 2022. I realized a little bit too late that I wasn't really incorporating God into everything. I wasn't really asking him and having him guide me. I was still kind of stuck in my old ways of thinking about business, and I wasn't really bringing God into it. So after I spent over $7,000 on a program, I just got out of there because these people started talking about manifesting money and all this kind of stuff. And I was finding myself, you know, doing some of these things like, no, this isn't the answer. God is my answer, and I need to really start seeking him and searching out his will for my business. And that is something that I don't think I ever really, really, really was doing. That's a whole nother long story about where my mindset was, you know, prior to 2018 and in business. I wasn't thinking, it's like, I thought like God was there, but like, he doesn't care about what I'm really doing in my day to day that has to do with like making money and stuff, which was just dumb. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. And it's also about who you're around and what church you go to and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to get into all that, but I'll just say that I jumped into really finding out like, Lord, what do you want me to do with this business? What do you want me to do with the things that you have given me the wisdom and the grace to do? Like, you taught me how to do all these things. You've been guiding and leading me and doing and helping me learn all these different marketing tech, just online marketing and business stuff. Like, who do I help and what do I sell? You know, I want to do things from your point of view and like what's going to bless you and your people. And so I started searching for things, and I came across Steph Gass and her programs. And when I looked at her business, I was like, wow, it was the first time that I really began to see how you could incorporate faith in business. You know, just being able to just really put God at the center of your business, that everything you do is, you know, you're consulting God, you know, like I wasn't doing that before. And so when I saw her business, I was like, wow, I really want something like that, Lord. I don't know what it looks like for me, but I know that, you know, I can resonate with podcasting. I can, you know, do all this kind of stuff. And so I jumped into her programs. I launched a podcast that was around the middle of 2022. But here's the thing. I was still lost about what to do, how to build, what to sell, what to anchor everything in. I didn't know how to do it or what to do. And my financial situation is getting worse by the day. In November 2022, I wrote in my journal, I'm in a very dark place. Jesus, help me. I can't sleep. I have so much anxiety in my body. I dread going to bed just to wake up at 2 a.m. full of anxiety. This is a living nightmare. All the money is almost gone and I only have 2 clients and I feel hopeless. And the reason why I felt hopeless was because I felt like I didn't know how to generate income. I didn't know how to get a new client for some reason. It was like I was being clouded in my mind. Like I didn't know how to do it. And I wrote, I don't know what to do. I was supposed to take some time to figure out what I want to do, but I haven't figured it out. And now my back is against the wall. I need clients and I need to figure out a long-term business. I'm so scared to think that this is happening in my life right now, and I can't stand the thought that I've let everyone down. I was lost in what direction I want to go to. This went right into 2022. So here I am at the start of 2022. I was a mess. I didn't know what offer to make. I had spent a lot of money in 2022 on programs and things that just were not, it wasn't really connecting with me in a big kind of way. I wasn't, you know, I don't know, just missing something. So at the start of 2022, I started writing down all of my thoughts and my feelings every single month or week. Like as I was feeling so frustrated, I started making like just a journal of all these things. And I started to pray and fight and cast my cares on the Lord every single day, because I was trying, these thoughts and this anxiety and this depression was trying to drown me so that I wouldn't take action. And I knew that the fear and the dread and the anxiety was all from, was demonic. It was not from God. And I started to pray and to cast my cares on the Lord. No matter how I felt, I still knew and believed deep down inside in my core that with God's help, I was going to figure it out. But it was still scary from day to day when you start to not have enough money to even pay your basic bills. Okay, so I was really there. And this is the beginning of January 2022. So everything, I was feeling hopeless, and but I wasn't feeling completely hopeless. So I was still trying to like cast my cares on him and take action. So that's so huge. So even though I was confused, I kept coming back, okay, Lord, at the core of you. And I feel like this is really, really important for all of us to really analyze, because this is what's going to last in business. Not what other people are doing, not strategies because they come and go, not tactics because they come and go, definitely not trends because they come and go, but like your business idea at the core of you. What is it that, and I'm asking myself this all the time, okay, what did I do really well? What did I enjoy doing? What did I envision my business to look like? And I had a lot of experience selling different things, but I kept coming back to the core of what I've always wanted, and that was freedom. Freedom means different things to different people at different points in your life as well. For me, freedom in 2016 was to replace my job income and be my own boss. In 2020, it meant to be free from client work. In 2023, it meant to have freedom in both my time and my finances so I can focus on ministry work. There's a lot of things I want to write, and there's a lot of things I want to do within ministry. So I want to be able to have a business that supports that, right? So I knew that's what I wanted. But I'm like, how? How do I get there? How do I do this? You know, I only had experience with like, you know, you always hear about these great success stories of like, you know, selling one course of like $300. You sold that one course all year. I think I came across Danielle Leslie back in 2020, and she was all about selling this one course to $1 million. And I'm like, that's what I would want. That would be perfect, right? But in the back of my head, I didn't really believe that I could do that. I didn't really believe that that could happen for me. And so in January, I was like stuck in indecision, and indecision is going to just kill your business. You have to be able to make decisions, and you have to be able to go. So February, I was like, I'm not sure what I want to do, but I started testing things. I started to test, I was asking myself questions too, like, do I like high-end ticket? Do I like low ticket? Which way? Because in 2020, I started to sell a mini course, and I loved getting those low ticket sales, like $27, $37, $47, right? And I was able to create a funnel and sell these. You know, that was a thing that was working for me at the time, was being able to sell things without having a phone call, you know, sell things without, you know, feeling like, you know, I had to do all this stuff. And so that's where the low ticket came in. However, I still wasn't making enough money to pay the bills with my low cost offer because I didn't have anything on the back end. So figuring out, really understanding like what the core of your experience is the thing that's really going to help you. So I knew that I needed to sell something that I had firsthand experience with and something that I knew others wanted. So this, at this point, I think is like February, I decided to launch a freelance webinar where I enrolled people into a beta freelance program to help them go through the process I went through to build my freelance ads business, right? I mean, I had success building a really great, and I had like a little, I had like a system. I understood and knew how I got there, right? And I felt like I could really teach this to somebody who was looking to quit their job and wanted a client-based business, right? So I started to, you know, promote a webinar, and then I started to say, okay, I'm going to celebrate every little tiny success. And I wrote in my journal, 4 people registered for my freelance webinar. That's 4 souls that can be impacted. So I'm going to do it again twice next week, and I'm going to start the program on the 20th. And I wrote, I feel all the doubts and all the, how will I ever enroll someone on into this program? I doubt my ability to really help someone with what I know. Okay, this is all the doubts that you have. You do this even if you're experienced in business. I have so many I don't knows, but I have to keep going. This is the process I've never fully done. And that was to make a great program, you have to do this part until it works. So keep tweaking until you nail it. That was my whole thought in February. So I started to do the webinars, and then I was enrolling people at the end of the webinar. And I, you know, got my first sale February 10th. It was a $500 sale to join the program. I wanted to get 10 people into this program. So this was my first one, and I was so excited. So then, because one person enrolled, I immediately felt scared and depressed because I had to get 9 more in the next 10 days because I was starting the program on the 20th. I wanted to have 10 people in. One person enrolled, but I was freaking out because I felt like I couldn't get the 9 more. So I acknowledged the fear, but then I continued to move on. I tweaked the messaging so that I could get more people into it. And then I kept saying in my journal, I feel clouded in my mind. I'm torn between doing this and doing something else. I just keep going back and forth. You know, when you don't see results right away, you start to feel like this isn't going to work, right? But at the same time, there was this deep frustration inside. Like I wasn't in alignment. And I want you to pay attention to that. If you are feeling like something is missing, there was something out of an alignment with me when I was doing the whole freelance thing. Yes, it was freedom. Yes, I was helping people get out of their jobs with their own freelance business. But there was something in me that was like, this is not it. This is not aligning perfectly with who you are, what you want, and what you want to be teaching. Because I ended up getting burned out with client work. And actually, there are ways to get around that that I didn't do, such as hiring and things like that. But I felt like I was kind of going against the whole freedom thing because I didn't want somebody to get into something that was going to become another prison to them like it was to me. So there was something that I wasn't really paying attention to. And so this is why I wasn't so totally focused on this and why I kept going to other places in my mind and why I wanted to do something else. So in March, I was like, I don't love this. I didn't get the 10 people into the program because my mind was split too. And I wasn't fully in alignment with what I was selling. And that is huge. Okay. So in March, I launched my mini course funnel again, and I started to get sales from that, and that was feeling good to me. I wrote in March, I don't know why I've gone round and round in a circle when at my core, I want a freedom business, and I want to teach others to create one. So here's the thing. When you have like a gut idea of what it is that you really, really want, the reason you're not going after it is because you really don't believe that you can achieve it. And that's what I was fighting here. And I didn't realize that. I then had a breakdown with the Lord. And I wrote, Lord, I want to acknowledge that I need help. And I have no idea what I'm doing. It's mid-March and I'm still not bringing in enough money to pay the bills. It's 5 a.m. and I've been up for around an hour. And I turn to you to help me. You're the only one who can help. I don't need another, I was in my mind, I didn't write this part, but I don't need another course. I don't need another mentor. I need some divine intervention right now because sometimes when you know a lot of stuff, you can get in your own way. And that's what I was doing to myself. I said, I don't know what direction to go in and everything takes time. Am I believing in a pipe dream? Have I been just chasing this dream for the past 10 plus years? Like this freedom business dream. I seem to always end up here, broke, not making enough money to pay the bills. I feel sick to my stomach. I need wisdom. I need to make some fundamental mind shifts. I need to make so much more money so I can get out of the debt and get out of this broken state of like repeat. I hate this constant circle around and around. I'm too old. Okay, so this is me pouring out my heart to the Lord and really just surrendering. And another key aspect here, just surrender and let the Lord lead. It sounds so, I don't know, cliche or weird, especially when you're a how-to person. It's time to just surrender. Let the Lord lead you. And so then I'm just praying and meditating on his word. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to stop freaking out, you know? And then I have some big realizations. In the middle of March, I write, first, I didn't believe, like really believe that I could build a business on my own terms. And I just stated that, let the cat out of the bag a little bit ago when I said that, but that is literally a huge mind shift right there. When you don't believe something, you don't do. And this is so huge. This is with even with the word of God. We're supposed to believe certain things, right? What the word of God says. And so, for example, if you believe that certain things are sins, you're not going to do them. But if you believe they're okay, then you will do them at some point. So what we believe is so, so important to what we actually do. They're connected. This was a huge aha moment. Like, wow. I also wrote, I didn't stay true to my core. If I say I hate client work and I said I quit client work, but then I go and actually do client work because I need the money, well, what is going on there? You know, you need money. There's things you have to do sometimes. But I was also turning down opportunities that were coming my way that had to do with client work. So I was partially there. Like I knew that that's not what I wanted to be focused on. And I was turning down things, but because of money, I had to take some things. And sometimes that's okay too. But my whole point was I had to stop chasing the money. And that was another realization. I had to stop chasing what made me the most money. I needed, if I wanted a freedom business, and I knew some ways to get it, like through selling digital products, I needed to figure out how, I needed to stay true to that core freedom belief and figure it out for myself. So now it's April and I still haven't made any new money. I was still coasting on clients and I made one sale here and there with my mini course. Yeah, I was making trickles of sales here and there. Like it was nothing, right, to me, because it wasn't paying the bills. So I soft launched over the weekend to my list and now I'm running to cold traffic. I was doing this whole new free training and I felt like, what am I doing and how is this going to work? I feel like am I really believing in a pipe dream? See how I go back and forth? The problem is that I don't have money to spend on ads to run a freebie. So here was another issue. I joined a program where this girl, her name is Katie, love her messaging, love how she's about freedom, love that she is like a 30 or under and has 5 kids and still became a millionaire with course selling. So I bought her course and I was going through it and I bought it with money I did not have to be spending on it. And I bought it because she had said that she could help me with my messaging. Because at this point, I thought it's my messaging. I know I can create. I know that what I've done in the past, running Facebook ads and, selling things through Facebook ads was something I could teach, right? Because that's what I've been doing. So I was trying to figure out how to sell a Facebook ads course without selling a Facebook ads course because nobody really wants to learn ads, but it's the thing that has made me money, brought in money, you know? So I was getting help with that at this point, but how she taught was to create a free training, like a 2-part mini course where you would, run ads to this free. And again, I started to go down this road because somebody was teaching me and it wasn't right for me. I was like, hold on. I had to come to the realization that I can't just do what somebody's telling me to do that's work for them. I have to figure out what works for me. And what didn't work for me at that particular point, because I didn't have money to waste, was spending $500 to $1,000 a week or every couple of weeks or whatever to bring in people to my training and then sell them into a higher ticket thing. When you're spending money like that on ads, you need to recoup your ads quickly if you don't have any money. And sometimes one sale could take 30 days or more, you know? And yeah, it could be a big sale, could be, if you were selling like a, you know, $3,000 program or something, but it just wasn't resonating with me. It wasn't, again, pay attention to your core, like the core feelings and thoughts that you're having about something. Does this feel good to you? Does this make sense for you? Like with your money situation and everything. So I was like, no, I'm done. I'm down to the wire. I wrote, I'm down to the wire and I have to make something work. I'm starting to feel desperate, and that's never a good thing. When you start feeling desperate, ooh, that is horrible. You will just do dumb things. And so God help me. You're the only one who can give me wisdom about what to do from here. I cannot think about the what ifs, and I cannot think about what I had. I have to move forward. I don't know what to do, Lord, but my eyes are on you. You know that scripture? Jehoshaphat was freaking out because this huge army was coming, and he just literally was like, Lord, he started to fear, and he was like, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you, right? And so I'm like, please, God, help me. You love me. You've put faith in me. You finish what you started in me, and you will finish what you started in me. You know better than me, and you know all my conflict inside. I'm doing a horrible time. You know, I'm trying to explain to you the conflict that I was having. I can't even put it into words, but he knew the conflict that I was having. He knew what and where and all the things that are inside of us, right? He knows. He knows. You can't even know it as much as he knows it. He knows how much you are struggling inside and how much conflict you have inside and how much inner turmoil you have inside, how much anxiety, all the different nuances that go on in there. He knows. That's what is so awesome. And so I'm like, Lord, what am I doing wrong? What am I thinking that's wrong? You know, ads and funnels is what I know to help people. This is how I sold my mini course, even though I didn't make enough money to replace. I knew that sales were coming in through ads and through funnels. So what is wrong? What is wrong with me? What am I doing here? Middle of April, time is ticking and I don't have enough time to figure this funnel out. So I'm not about to quit, but I need to be looking for a remote job at this point. I was looking for a job in April. This is the emotional roller coaster that I want off. This up and down all over the place. What am I doing? This is what I was already told. I'm an entrepreneur. God already put that in me. Why am I going to go look for a job? Because I was freaking out. I couldn't sleep much, and I was trying to figure out what to do to get the money in the door fast. And the fastest way to get money in the door is to provide a service or go get a job. So at this point, I was just like, you know, Lord, I need wisdom. I need you to help me to cut the learning curve time frame down. I want to create an offer that really helps people. I was just saying, your will be done. You know my thoughts and all these things. Please give me wisdom, you know, all that stuff. And I thank you for that wisdom because you give it abundantly. And, you know, and then I said on the next day, holy crap, the mind game is insane. I have to work on my mental and emotional brain with the Lord because I was just all over the place. A week later, I wrote that I've just changed up a bunch of things. Where do I start? Okay. I spent $300 on free training ads. Most people are not watching the training. I can't stand seeing the money going out and not coming back in. So I started running the mini course funnel again. And I'm creating a wake up to sales workshop that goes over the low ticket funnels and how to do it. And then I'm going to sell that and I'm going to scale that into some type of an ads club. So I'm just changing things and I'm just trying to figure out what's working for me. And at this point, we're running really low on money. My husband was considering selling his car at this point, and I was looking for a job, and so was he. Okay, so this is the end of April. I'm freaking out because sales are up and down with the mini course, and you know, the ads were working and then they weren't working and then they were working, and the stuff was driving me crazy. I was just like, money I don't have is going down the drain and I really need help, Lord. I need to perfect my funnel and offers and get the money rolling in. And I really just believe that I could do it. I just didn't know how, and God knew. You know, at the end of April, I'm like, I'm so pressed for time. Money is running out and I can't stand spending money on if my offers aren't converting at a good cost per purchase. From January to April, I was really testing different offers. I was taking action, and then I was crying out to God in my journal. The beginning of May, Psalms 34:4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all of my fears. So much has happened. I did continuously cast my care on the Lord. Lots of sleepless nights and fear trying to get a hold of me, but God, I've been asking, seeking, knocking, and I see the gracious hand of God helping me, giving me grace and wisdom. I'm not out of the woods yet, but one day at a time, I will continue to call on the Lord through it all. He is who gives me the power, the wisdom, the grace, the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation. And I've been building on what I have. And I'm getting sales from my emails this week. I've brought in around $700 in sales just from focusing on what I have. An ads course. And I had sales on I created another little mini product offer for sales pages. I did another low ticket offer funnel. I was doing like little mini digital products, right? Like mini courses. And I said, it's so much fun when it works. And so I'm going to make it work my way and not work the way it worked for someone else. This is what feels good to me. This is what's fun for me, is to sell these little digital products. And so I still am frustrated, Lord, I wrote, about sales. I need a game plan. Is it just the weekends that suck because I wasn't getting good sales on the weekends? I mean, I can't spend $100 and not get anything back. That was kind of like how it would go really good and then it wouldn't and then it wouldn't and then wouldn't. All right, so then I'm feeling pretty good. Beginning of May, I'm starting to see some traction. And then May 10th, I say, okay, literally sales stopped for 2 days. Why? You know, it's like this is the up and down emotional roller coaster that actually happens with ads for the most part, especially when you're trying to figure out what sells. This is the press and the fight, because once you find out what sells, you are good. Okay, so you really got to figure out what sells and what the people want that your market. The middle of May, I said, sales just stopped the whole week. I turned off ads, back to frustration again. And so Jason started selling, that's my husband, he started selling some things on the marketplace. And so God blessed and we had our bills paid, you know, the thing, it was whatever. But I'm in so much debt and I'm in scarcity mindset right now. That is a horrible place to be, just so you know. We don't want to be there. I hate this. A successful business is right out of reach. I believe that. So that's something that kept me going, is that I believed that I had a successful business right out of my reach. It's like it's right there, but my mind is confused and cloudy. Why? Lord, am I self-sabotaging myself? Is that what's going on here? I can't allow my brain to think about what I could have done or didn't do. Why is it taking me January, February, March, April, May, ever since I've been hitting the ground running every single month? Why am I not there? I'm just finding it really hard to know what to fully put myself into. And I needed clarity. I asked God, I need clarity on what to offer and really go all in right now. See, I still had offer confusion even till May. Help, Lord, give me wisdom. And I'm like, I can't even believe this. Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm like, just like, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I need to embrace my story and experience and do what I want and what I like. But what is that? See, I'm flip-flopping. I know what it is. But it's like I'm afraid of success. I'm not even afraid of failure at this point. I mean, I guess it's both. You're afraid of failure and you're afraid of success. And so then I just left that off on May. And then, so June 7th, I said, our financial situation is bad, but I'm pressing into God. I couldn't sleep, tossed and turned because of feeling the dread. So I'm casting my cares on the Lord. I woke up with, it's only money. Okay. Why am I so stressing out here? It's just money. And every one of us needs money, and God knows we need money to pay our bills. What am I freaking out about? Okay. And the ultimate thing is that I wanted to have a full on direction and purpose, really. So for all of you who are listening, who can relate to this long-winded struggle, I know that you know you can do this. You know that deep down inside you were made to be an entrepreneur, because some of us just were. That's what God put in us. And you're trying to figure it all out for you. You might be going through a fight like right now, like what I was doing this whole part of the first half of the year. And I just want to remind you to continue to call on the name of the Lord. I want to really stress that while I was in a tight spot, while I was looking for jobs, while I couldn't sleep, while I had all the anxiety, I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. I didn't know how the bills were going to get paid. But at some point, I just surrendered. And I want you to think about that. How can you surrender even more? See, a lot of times the fight and the press is because we want something to happen a certain way, even if we can't articulate it. And we just need to surrender and let the Lord be Lord. He is Lord, sovereign over our lives. It's Him who makes us and molds us and puts purpose in us and puts His Spirit in us and helps us to do what He wants us to do for His glory. And so even though we ended up selling my husband's car, I applied for food assistance, but you know what is so funny? It didn't go through because they sent me a letter and their call was like, they sent me a letter in the mail of when my phone call was going to be. And the phone call was 2 days prior to me getting the, mail. And then they went through this whole thing where I could appeal. And even when I could appeal, it was just a hot mess. And do you know that never even ended up happening, and it didn't have to, because God has us. I didn't stop calling out to the Lord, and I still haven't. And He brought me through, and He gave me the wisdom needed. So the next part of the story is the breakthrough.